Hello, welcome, nice to have you here. This is an enjoyable set of sessions for me. I've been teaching some of these tools for quite a while. These tools that we're going to play with over these next 8 sessions are very simple, but one of the things that I would like to tell you first is don't mistake simple and ineffective or insignificant. Simple here is simple. And these tools are application tools, meaning they are to be used. And so one of the things that I watch people over the years do, especially as they are beginning to get very excited about what's possible in this field of awakening that's going on, is they begin to gather a lot of information, really terrific stuff. Read books, listen to people, gather information. But this set of tools is not about gathering information, and they are not tools that are really about talking to people in terms of what I just learned. We all love to do that, particularly at this stage. But these are application tools. And right now, particularly, as this shift is unfolding, and it has been unfolding for a number of years, but we are very much in the activation part of the shift. So it's not something that's coming someday, and it's not even something that's really exciting to talk about that much more. You are in it. This is the period of time where much of what you have known to be your third dimensional reality, how the rules of the game apply, what's possible, what's not possible, is all about to change. And very much has already been changing, both externally and internally in many of us, all over the world. It really doesn't matter whether you are just waking up or whether you're still being a very third dimensional person in how we've moved around to this point in our life. Everybody on the planet is aware internally that something very significant is going on. And so the purpose of the tools that we're going to begin with tonight, very simple, is to begin to create an opportunity for you to begin to manage your energy field in ways that has not been conscious to you in the past. Now, I am aware that there are people most likely, in fact, from looking at the long list of names, there are people who have been playing in energy work, spiritual work, psychic work, however you want to frame it, for some length of time. And so these tools are not to override anything that you know. These tools are not the answer to your spiritual path. However, when applied, they will give you an opportunity to do some things and experience yourself in ways that very possibly you have not experienced to date. So if you have been playing for a while, even if you are aware of all these tools, you played with me before or other teachers who have taught these and similar patterns of energy tools, treat this as a refresher course, not as something that's replacing. Some of you have very good skills and very good tools. See if you can stay out of competition, a very third dimensional world, with these tools. They are not to be better than, they simply are tools. It's as if you begin to find a new kind of hammer or screwdriver to do a very specific things, and they work. So please be simple with all of this, happy, playful, and you're going to find some new choices that are going to give you some extraordinary opportunities. These are not the tools that I teach in level 2 and level 3 work. For some of you who are aware that I even do that. This is not something that is a sale to go do another class. This is exactly what it's being presented as, a series of tools that will allow you to manage yourself in situations that have not been well managed very possibly in the past. And at the end of 8 sessions, We may even extend it a little bit more, you will have a set of skills and a set of tools to begin to manage yourself to walk through the seams of the shift without getting the shift all over you. And I'll explain that much more as we go through this whole process. Very much welcome. I'm going to be very simple in the beginning of this, and we will build over the course of the 8 weeks, and by the time we get done, I suspect you'll have something in the neighborhood of 20 different good sets of tools and applications of those tools in numbers of ways that will allow you to make some very interesting choices that have always been available, but have not necessarily been able to be chosen. With that said, again, very much welcome. So would you take a breath and just take a breath? That's not a statement many of us, as soon as you hear a teacher say, okay, take a breath, you realign yourself to sit back, go into trance, to become spiritual. Nah, we're not becoming spiritual. You already are spiritual. We're going to simply do this very step by step. So would you just eyes open, take a breath, and would you be aware of yourself right now? Just kind of notice yourself. Nothing good or bad. Would you just notice yourself? And then I'm going to ask you to notice yourself a few more times as we go through this next 45, 50 minutes or so. And at that point, what I'd like to do is kind of stop and let you ask questions. What I'm going to ask you to do is ask questions about this piece of work that we just did primarily, but ask questions and I'll be happy to answer as much as I can. So again, just take another breath and one of the most fundamental things that you have available to you is something called the center of your head. Now, of course, I have the center of my head, but in fact, you probably occupy the center of your head very seldomly, and guaranteed you do not occupy the center of your head fully. As each of us have grown up, we have grown up with mom, dad, teacher, ministers in life, all good people. We're not looking for what's wrong with them, but all good people, and what they did is they loved you in numbers of funny ways sometimes, but they loved you. And in the process of that, they said to you, oh, I wish the best for you, so I'm going to tell you how to maneuver through life. We talk to these people, we don't talk to those people. We go to this school, we don't go to that school. If you're going to be successful, you must do these things, and etc. The flip side of that is many of us had the experience of being told, you're not okay, you don't deserve, you're never going to amount to anything, you're not a very smart person, you don't dress well, you're not attractive, etc., etc. We've been given lots of messages. In the process of those messages, one of the things that happens is thoughts that are thought, words that are spoken, the energy configuration of the thoughts and the energy spoken doesn't go away after it's spoken. And in other words, I say, you are not a nice person, and then the next minute I look at you and say, well, let's go out and play together. The first statement didn't just poof into the air and go away. All thoughts linger, or all thoughts go somewhere. They just don't dissipate. One of the places that words and thoughts and commands have been experienced by each one of us is when the mom, dad, teacher, minister of life says, I have a better idea than you do, and I love you, and this is what will make you happy and successful. And one of the things that we've done is when they say that, that thought goes right into the center of our head. And in that moment, a very big word comes into play. The word is seniority. And so somebody says, I have a better idea, and we say, okay, and we drop out of that space where just a moment ago we were let's say, happy, and give up our seniority to mom, dad, teacher, minister's better idea of how we will experience ourselves. And then many times have you ever noticed the I love you conditionally. You see, the third dimension is only conditional. In the third dimension, there is no unconditionalness. I'll touch on that in a few minutes. But what happens is, I love you if you do what I request, want, say, but I don't love you as much when you don't do what I say. So where did those thoughts go? And to a great extent, right into the center of your head, displacing you, moving you to the side. So one of the first simple little exercises we're going to begin, and we'll build on this all the way through these eight sessions, but do you know where the center of your head is? And can you sit in the center of your head and experience the center of your head? So let's just start there. Very simple. And some of you are going, I was looking for the tools. Where's the good stuff? Let me assure you, this is the good stuff. If you can begin to play right here without expectations, you're going to enjoy the results. So would you take another breath and play with me in this silly part of the exercise. Now, I know some of you have a phone in your hand, so work around that. So listen to the first part of the exercise, and then I'm going to ask you to do it, and then listen to the second part of the exercise, and then do it again, even though you have a phone in your hand. Would you take your two hands, and would you point your, kind of close your fingers, point your index fingers straight up in the air? And then what I'd like you to do is, would you put your index fingers on the side of your head, right where the temples basically are, and just kind of find a place, move them around for a minute. Your fingers will settle into a spot. Pretty much it's right on the temples. And what I'd like you to do is take another breath, and would you draw a line? In fact, just go ahead and close your eyes. And would you draw a line from one finger to the other finger? And kind of just, with your eyes closed, observe the line. Just kind of look into your head and see where the line goes. Now, don't think too hard. Can't do this wrong. And would you just take another breath? And would you notice, most likely, you just got quieter and you just got more focused. You were directed to focus your attention. And in present time, the body will get quieter. Okay, so just kind of notice where that line is. Don't lose track of that line. And then what I'd like you to do is move your fingers 90 degrees. Would you rotate one finger and put it right on your forehead? Find a comfortable place just above the nose. And the other finger in the back of your head. And again, just close your eyes, and would you draw another line? And another breath. And then would you notice you most likely have already moved, but would you be right where those two lines intersect? And go ahead and just put your hands down if you haven't done that already. And with your eyes closed, you're going to find yourself just behind your eyes and slightly above your eyes, but behind them. So would you just be right in that point of intersection? And just take another breath and just be comfortable right there. You are already displacing other people's attention points. Now just notice if you can get quiet. And at this point, there's generally some noise in this space. Just another breath. One of the ways that I'll help you even more focus is, would you look through your eyes with them closed as if they were windows, and just kind of glance out at the room around you. You know what it looks like. don't be perfect about it. Just kind of look through your eyes as if you were looking at the room. And notice if you've stopped breathing. Just another breath, if you would. Relax the body. And this is the center of your head. Now, on the surface, not a big deal, but it will become much more so. So one more breath. Kind of get a sense of what that feels like, where it is. Notice your body from the center of your head. And then would you just nice and smoothly open your eyes and be aware of the room. Most likely you have to blink your eyes and you may very well have to refocus your eyes. Just notice if that's the case. And then would you move your shoulders, wiggle your toes, kind of pat your thighs. Another breath. And just look around the room. And now would you just notice yourself? And are you in the same place that you were just a moment ago? Are you in the center of your head? Now, we're not looking for the right answer. Just notice yourself. Is this feel familiar, but does it feel different than where you were? And most likely the answer is going to be yes, because being in the center of your head is not a place that most of us spend very much time in perceiving our reality. So let's just notice this feeling, this familiarness, and have a remembrance of where the center of your head was. And would you, with your eyes open, would you bring yourself back into the center of your head? Now, breathing will help this very much. So just kind of take a nice smooth breath and just be right in the center of your head. Notice if it feels different in the body itself. And notice if it's a little awkward or it feels different. There's no right answer. Continue the breath. Then would you relax the body and allow yourself to be right back into what's familiar, how you move around in your day. And again, wiggle your toes, pat your thighs. Now, very possibly, the center of your head and where you are familiar just got a little closer because you just became aware in a different manner than normal. So let me make it even easier to begin to get into the center of your head. Generally, we are terrible breathers. We breathe very shallow, and we don't use the diaphragm in the stomach to push it out and fill the lungs with air. That's a whole other set of exercises. But very simply, one of the things that happens in our normal breathing is it's disconnected. It starts in-breath, stop, exhale, stop, inhale, stop. What I'd like you to do is just take a breath and notice what the breath feels like. Now, I've already refocused your direction, so some of you will begin to interrupt the stop and start. But just notice that stop and start, if you would. Now, with this next breath, would you have the in-breath connect to the exhale and the exhale connect to the inhale. It's almost like a complete circle of breath. And you don't breathe all the way filled up and all the way exhaled. It's your normal breath. But see if just as the exhale begins to approach the inhale point, just before it gets to where you normally start, would you start the inhale? And just before the inhale stops to enter the exhale, Would you just begin the exhale? Just consciously see if you can create a circular breath. Don't try too hard. Just kind of play with me here. And relax the body. As you're taking that circular breath, just relax the body. Now, would you follow three breaths, just three breaths, and as you do, would you just relax your forehead, the neck, the shoulders, and watch the breath. It's almost like watching it go around in a circle. Relax the chest, the stomach, relax your butt. Kind of as you take the next exhale, just relax your legs. Eyes open. Notice how your eyes already want to start to close because you're beginning to move into your natural state of being. But you're relaxing. Now, this time, would you just continue three more breaths, count them, that keeps you focused, and would you be in the center of your head? And just be aware of the breath. And then with this next breath, would you also be aware of the room around you from the center of your head? Would you just be aware of the room? Now, let's just add one component to it. Be aware of counting, watching fully three breaths. And this time, you're looking at the room. Would you let the room somewhat disappear into the background? You are changing your focal point from your eyes looking at the room. And what I'd like you to do would bring your awareness inside from the center of your head. And would you just put your attention consciously on the breath, letting the room in the background just kind of fall away? Relax the shoulders a little more. And then on the next inhale, would you stay focused on the circular breath and would you let your eyelids just shut? You're not changing anything. You're just focusing your awareness on the breath and then closing your eyelids. As the eyelids close, you want to hold your attention on that circular breath and just continue the breath two more times, being right in the center of your head. And my suspicion is, as I look, is you're getting quieter. See if you can just let the breath continue right here. You're beginning to redirect you back into a natural state of being. It takes a little bit of practice. We're just playing in this moment. So would you, just kind of right from the center of your head, you know, just be aware of yourself, being aware of yourself in the center of your head. No reason to think a lot, but you may find in the center of your head there are thoughts and there are pictures, meaning memories or thoughts in pictures. I say to you, what happened in this morning in your life? And you would start to tell me a story, but in this space, you begin to have access to your clairvoyance. You always have this, but you begin to talk in pictures. Oh, I drove my car and I made a right turn into this park and it was really beautiful trees that were green. One big red one. begin to talk in pictures. Another breath. Now, would you again just put your attention on two breaths, follow the circle, and on the second inhale, would you stay aware of yourself right here, and would you allow your eyelids to close, but let the room around you stay out of focus. Don't jump out to the room. Just kind of follow the breath. You're just opening your eyes. Nothing changed in the room. Nice, smooth breath. Now, see about 2 feet out in front of you, a meter, and just a little bit further. Continue the breath, staying right in the center of your head. This should be comfortable. And now would you see the room, continuing the breath? Now, let me just point out or ask you, a moment ago I said, come out of the center of your head when you opened your eyes. Most of you jumped out or had to blink your eyes or refocus yourself. This time, you opened your eyes and then just allowed the room to come into your awareness. May not have been perfect, but would you notice the difference? Very exciting. Just go ahead and wiggle your toes, move your body around, interrupt this space, be comfortable. If you can stay in the center of your head, great. If not, not a problem. So normally I'd say, how was that? So let me say, how was that? We'll make a mental note when we do question and answers. I'd like your input. What did you experience? But mostly, as I observe, everybody got quite a bit quieter, more focused, and this is a very big piece, very present in present time, right now, here you are. You're not in work, you're not in kids, you're not in tomorrow, you're not in yesterday, you're pretty much right here. How does that feel? As this shift unfolds, right here is going to be the only place you're going to be as you start to move from this third dimension to this fifth dimension. There's no magic in it, and it's very much underway. You're going home. Everybody's going home. Some will take different little routes to get there, but you are being moved by yourself from this third dimension into this higher sets of consciousness. So another breath. Now again, I'm going to make an assumption. How would you like to live your life from here? How would you like to work from here? How would you like to have relationship from here so that you have conversation rather than reaction and noise and drama many times? There's some interesting value from right here. And it can be animated and very excited. It's not restrictive, but it's a managed energy space. You begin to know yourself right here. Another breath. Now, let's just shift this a little bit, and let me give you a tool. I'm going to show you this application in three different ways, and there are many different ways of this tool. So, do you know what a rose looks like? Let's call it a red rose. Have you ever seen a red rose? Of course. Would you, in your memory, would you pull up the image of a red rose? Make it a little bigger, right in front of you. I can see the red rose. Something you've seen at a florist or in a garden, at a grocery store. Now, would you remember the red rose as you saw it? That's a past memory. And then would you remember the red rose in present time? Would you just kind of see it right in front of you? In fact, would you let it appear about 12 to 15 inches, 20, 30 centimeters, right out in front of you in present time? The distinction is, I know what it looks like. This is what it looks like. That's present time. Versus, I know what it looks like. I remember seeing one of these once. Past time. How you hold the attention point will change your ability to influence your reality. You can never change the past in the past, nor can you create the future in the future. But in present time, and I'm going to show you this, you can rearrange your entire awareness of your past experiences, and you can orchestrate a future that you can experience as you step into a future present time moment. So let me say that again. You can't change the past in the past. You can't influence the future in the future. But in the present time, every single event that occurred in your past, if you and I walked around that event, I will guarantee you the event did not occur like you think it did. Interesting? If that was the case, are there some events that you have come to believe that you've accepted, coats that you've put on, this is all I am, that you might like to rearrange? Because I guarantee you, what you think happened did not happen the way you think it happened. Would that be a useful consideration? We will get there before we get done in the series of sessions. But another breath. Let's play with this red rose. Would you just kind of notice, is it still there? If it's not, put it right back up there. Now, some of you will say, well, I don't see. Not a problem. I'm going to ask you to pretend, make it up. If there was a red rose right out in front of your face, what would it look like? Could you pretend you see it? Now, the funny thing about imagine and pretend and make it up is it's there. See, you're bypassing with pretend all of the people in the center of your head that have said to you, stop making up those stories. Stop lying to me. Stop not telling the truth. Stop talking to those empty chairs when you were 4 years old, those angels that you were talking to. There's nobody there. And you went, okay, and gave up your seniority in your space of clairvoyance and believed the big ones that have denied their own clairvoyance. So here we're going to begin to open up the clairvoyance in a very simple way. So would you just pretend or see, many of you are very clairvoyant, a red rose. Allow it to be beautiful. Have it open up. Say hello to it. Let it say hello back to you. It will. Let me explain a rose. A rose is a symbol, an image, and it is energized specially. It comes from the feminine side of Creator. It's a gift, beautiful gift. It has a higher, faster vibrational frequency in physical terms than any other living organic substance on the earth. It's a high, fast frequency, and it is a tool. When you put a high, fast frequency, a new truth, in the space of a slower, duller frequency or an old truth, the rose will override the vibrations in the older truth or in the energy pattern that's not even yours. So the reason we don't use a turnip or a dandelion or a weed is because as they're very effective, you could do the same thing, but you have an added energized value in the rose. Just a piece of information, try it on your own. So here's what we're going to do first. Take a breath. Doing okay so far. What I'd like you to do, that rose is sitting right in front of you, I would like you to see it, admire it, and then explode it as if it was a fireworks right in front of you? Would you just explode it into many little specks of light? And then would you recreate the exact same rose once again? You see, energy is never destroyed, it's just reorganized. Take a breath. And would you kind of be right in the center of your head again if you've moved? No big deal. Can't do this wrong. It's impossible to fail in where we're playing. Now, let's use this tool for something specifically. During your day today, you have gotten tired, possibly, or during your day today, you've had encounters with other people. You have, let me use my example of, you came to a stop sign in your car, and somebody else came to the stop sign, and then they just went ahead of you. They just cut across the street. In that place, you have left your energy, meaning you had an opinion. You might even had a strong opinion. You stupid person, I was here first. That's your energy. And energy is like money, in a way. If you leave it all over the town, when it comes time to utilize it, you don't have access to it. So collecting you up on a simple level of a stop sign or a discussion, or some of you may have gone to the supermarket today and stood there going, should I buy this or should I buy that? You have left yourself there. So would you just very simply look back at your day, and would you allow your mind to tell you where you have left yourself? Find three places that you had encounters. They'll come up without you even asking, and there you are. Another breath. Would you give the rose the command to collect you up from your day? There's no work to be done. There's just a command. It does exactly what you tell it to do. So in this case, keep that simple. So would you have the rose just collect up all your energy? Be happy. That's another good start. The rose will say, I'm done, and it happens very quickly. In fact, it happens instantaneously, but to satisfy your mind, it will linger for a moment or two and then say, I'm done. It may be a feeling, it may be a word in your head, it may be just a sense, it's done. Another breath. And would you explode the rose once again? And would you allow all that energy that's yours to come back? It comes back as neutral. Even if you were in an argument, it comes back to you in a neutral manner. Just take a breath. Happy. So that's one application, a very valuable one application. Let's go to the second application. Have you ever been in an experience where somebody, a discussion, an argument, whatever, and you felt drained at the end of the conversation? Or you just felt tired out? End of your day, have you ever felt tired out? One of the things that happens, or even better, do you have kids? Mommy, Daddy, take me to soccer. Take me here. I need this. Tie my shoes. Demands, positive kids. But when somebody else puts their attention on you, many times they leave their attention point in you, as in the center of your head, or as in the energy field around you. And so there's a static electricity that is in thought. Thoughts are electrical, emotions are magnetic, and that electromagnetic thought and emotion, when it interacts with your field, not being your energy, it has a tendency to create a resistance, wear you down. So, would you create another rose? And would you give the command to the rose without any specificity? Would you have the rose collect up everybody's attention point that put their attention on you today? Just be simple today. Now watch, because you may see the boss, you may see your kids, husband, wife, employees, employer, doesn't matter. If you are aware of somebody, just kind of be amused by that. There are no bad people. Fundamental piece of this. Pain speaks loud, but there are no bad people. And then would you explode the rose and let that energy go back to everybody else, and would you take a breath? Sometimes there are encounters with people that have a little bit more energy attached to it. The boss wants something. You have an argument with your husband, wife type of situation. A little bit more focused energy. The general collecting up of energy happens instantaneously. You collect you back up. You give back to them what is theirs. You collect up what is yours. And you dust off your sandals and be about your business. So two applications. Collecting you up. Giving back to others in a very simple level. That exercise is something that you want to begin to be conscious of. You want to do it in the morning when you wake up. You want to do it all through your day. You want to do it after you walk away from a meeting. Just simply come into present time. I'm done. Give them back theirs. Take back yours. Take a breath. Present time. Get about your business. But there is another third application of the rose. There are many applications. But in this case, would you very simply, you know, not the person you hate the most in life type of thing, but is there a person that causes you a little off-balanceness? You know, somebody with the squeaky voice at work, or somebody who just never does what you ask them to do? Can you find one of those? Very simple. Would you create a rose? And would you have the rose collect up all of their energy that is in your space? All of their wants, their demands, their irritations, their frustrations, even sometimes the I love yous. They get sticky sometimes, you know, unless they're the husband or the wife or the whatever. Beginning to see the value of this tool. Very nicely, with no charge on your part, no, boy, am I annoyed at you, because that just creates a resistance which has a charge. Very much neutral is the word right here. It's not about what you think of them or who they are. It's about freeing up the energy in your space so that you can begin to be more fluid about your creation. So, would you explode the rose, send the rose, the energy back to them? And then would you create a second rose? And would you consider all of your irritation and your bad thoughts and your wishes and demands for that same person? Because you get in their space, consciously or unconsciously. Just by resisting them, you are over there. There's nothing bad about that. It's how energy works. Would you call yourself back? And as you call yourself back, even if you have an irritation about that person, how do you like the irritation? Do you want to keep walking around with that rock in your backpack, so to speak? Most likely the answer is no. So call you back from their space. It's like you reaching over and putting your finger in the light socket and then wondering why you don't feel good. Take your finger out of their light socket. That was a funny picture somebody had. Another breath. Now, would you just notice yourself? Be quiet right in the center of your head and notice that some of the chatter, the noise, the tension in your body may have just kind of all been dissipating. And can you find the feeling of happy? For no good reason would you just be happy. Now, what I'm going to suggest is you now have two sets of applications, just kind of the general calling you back, giving back to them. And you have situations where there's an irritation, possibly, or a sense of kind of being controlled, keep that word simple, told what to do, not listened to, not heard. Just use the tool to kind of create a distinction between the energies. Next week, we're going to do the rose in a very, very useful way, next step up. But let me give you one more tool with this rose before we go to question and answers. But would you just kind of notice yourself? In fact, I'm going to give you two because it looks like there's a possibility. I said there are people that live in the center of your head. I used the mom, dad, teacher, minister as a kind of light example. But they're friends. And interestingly, some of the people that are in the center of your head are your best friends. Because who are you going to trust the most when your best friend says, oh, this is the thing you need to do? Not that they're bad or good, but when they're in the center of your head, or in your energy field, they're in your energy field. And in this case, we're going to just kind of move some of that energy out. So here's a way you do that. Would you just simply create the red rose? In fact, would you turn the rose from red to pink? See, you can do that. And would you turn it from pink to yellow? Just let the yellow appear in your awareness, no thought. With the yellow rose or the make-believe yellow rose, would you ask a question? Would you have the rose collect up? Who's the first person that I can be aware of that sits in the middle of my head that has a better idea about how to run my life than I do? Just ask the question. No emotion, no reaction. Who's the first person that pops up? Have the rose collect them up and explode the rose. Another rose. Who's the next person in the center of my head? No judgment. Put them in a rose. Blow them up. Now, it's my husband. It's my wife. It's my kid. You're not doing anything except giving them back their energy, admiring them, without having the clutter of them in the middle of your head. So keep that part simple. We're not killing off anybody or divorcing you or disowning your kids. Just simply, who's the next person? Ask the question again. Another rose. No thought. Explode the rose. If you will play this game with yourself, you're going to start to find that if you sat there for 10 minutes and just said, who's the next person that has an opinion about me? Who's the next person that wants from me? Who's the next person that isn't wanting me to move forward in my life? Now, none of these people are bad, but their energy is in your space. And it's in your space by agreement. You are in agreement. Now, how agreements get created many times is, on an energy level, is you choose to resist them. I don't like you. Well, that's a pretty big catcher's mitt to hold your attention on that attracts their energy. So, very simple part of the tool. What's the next part? Who is in my space that doesn't want me to do this? Or another question is, what's keeping me from? And then allow an answer to come. Don't argue with the answer. Just go, thank you. Put it in the rose. Explode the rose. Now take another breath. And would you notice your bodies? From where I'm looking, many of you are very, very quiet. Some of you are almost unconscious because you are putting more attention into the center of your head and different places that you haven't had permission to be. No big deal. You can't make a mistake of this. So, three different applications of the rose. The application of clearing your space in terms of collecting yourself up from your day and giving back to them what is theirs at the end of the day, I'm going to suggest relatively loudly, is an activity that is very much in your best interest, because as you are very active in your sleep space, you go home every night to the etheric realms, not the astral. And in that etheric realm, sometimes you get caught up in the astral because you don't have a nice, clean, smooth pathway to leave on. You have a lot of debris in your space, the arguments, the fears, the worries from the day. So if you will sit down before you go to sleep, collect you up, give that back to them, ask if there anybody particularly in my space, don't argue with them, just simply say, whoop, here you go. And give that back to them. If you have your attention on people, sit there and just kind of pull your energy back. I'm angry at them. Yeah, okay, be angry, but be angry tomorrow. Just simply right now, it's like, okay, this is what's going on. Clear your space. You're going to find some very big benefits in your sleep space. So let me come to a stopping point. Take a breath. In fact, actually, some of you are still in that space. Let's do this. Would you take a breath? If your eyes are still closed, great. Would you be aware of yourself? Just bring yourself right into an awareness. And then with the next breath, would you hold your attention on that circular breath? This is how do you get in and out of trance comfortably? Just take a nice smooth breath. And as you breathe in, let your eyes open, but hold your attention on the breath. Don't jump out of the body. The room's there. It's not gone anywhere. And then just kind of be aware of yourself breathing and let your eyes begin to focus on what's just right in front of you. And then with the next breath, just more or less look into the room. It allows you to stay in the center of your head and begin to create a new vantage point. Great. Wow, that was terrific. Let me just give you a little information while you're kind of wiggle your toes, pat your thighs, wiggle your nose, very advanced spiritual tool, wiggling your nose. In the next session, we're going to do two things. We're going to begin to define a point where you start and you stop. Now, as soon as that comes out of my mouth, that's an incorrect statement. However, for the purpose of creating a reality and a point of reference, what we're going to do is begin to define the edge of your aura in such a way that everything from a specific point, which will be a rose, from that point to your heart is you, and everything from that point outward is Shakespeare's theater to entertain you. When this activity is anchored, and it's simple, and it will be quick. But when you practice it, you will find a significant change in your ability to walk through life without being affected by the energies, the dramas, and the fears that is in Shakespeare's theater around you. The other tool we will do next week, or in the next session, is create a grounding cord. People will go, oh, I've been grounding for years. Yes, but do you know there are two elements to a grounding cord? One is electrical and one is magnetic. Thoughts are electrical, emotions are magnetic. When you begin to construct the grounding cord electromagnetically, many of the thoughts that never were yours, that operate bouncing around in your space, you ever get that place where somebody says something, you just can't get it out of your head? This grounding cord in present time will simply clear thoughts that you've held for a long time that are unconscious, that you don't even remember, and yet they get in the way of your ability to make decisions. So two tools next week, still very fundamental, but if you will practice what we just did, make it a game, we will start with those next tools, and then those combination of what we've done will start to allow us to do many more things. So some of you will leave right now. Blessings. Please play with the tools. Use them. They are not meant to be intellectual concepts to just talk to your friends about. Some assembly required. Practice is required. Simply make it into a new habit of cleaning out your space and calling you back. And we'll go from there. So for those of you leaving, thanks for being here. Blessings. Those that are you are interested in questions and answers, I'm very much interested in what did you just experience and questions about it and other questions that you have. So let me have Roxanne explain how we're going to do that.